This is episode number 9 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of January 14th, 2008. On today's show, we have this week's distractions, news, what happened at CES this week, new releases, listener email, and the question of the week. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Interactive Distractions.
Oh, that's new.
I was looking for something different.
A little bit more energy today?
That's right. This is episode number 9. My name is Chris, and I am here with Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
And Jason.
Howdy, y'all.
And we've got some interesting stuff lined up for you today. And but first, let's check in with everybody. Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. We put the last episode up a few days ago, so I'm still trying to play catch up, so.
The editing hangover?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha. Pretty much. That's understandable.
But I did go to happy hour. That was nice.
That's right. You got to have a beer.
Big 22-ounce Amber Bock.
Yeah, I had a few of my own.
Oh. Really?
Jeff, how you doing, man?
Good. Can't complain. I have tomorrow off work. And I'm old tomorrow, though. I'm old. I'm turning 29.
Oh, screw you.
It's all right. It's all right. Well, 30's the new, like, 19, right?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
you
birthday.
Old fuck.
By the time we finish recording this, it'll probably be literally my birthday.
Yeah. Well I'll say happy birthday at midnight. How about that?
Awesome. Sounds good. What about you, man? How you been doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Just been trying to, you know, chill out for a while. Been a busy few weeks with the vacation and holidays and all that stuff. So this is the first real week back at work and everything. So had the wonderful experience of having my HD TiVo hooked up, and you know, I got to mess with that. So I had my little my tech geek moment. It was wonderful.
Mine's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, but you know that whole. I was very pissed because I, you know, the TiVo takes a USB wireless adapter.
Yeah.
In the back, and my 80 hour had a D-Link wireless key. All right, no problem. Sure. So I pulled it out of the 80 gig and put it into the HD one and tried to connect via the network. Sorry, this is not supported. I'm like, what? So I go online and check.
Proprietary only.
Yeah. I go online and check, and the only wireless USB device they support is the TiVo brand wireless device.
Cute.
I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So you actually... So I had to upgrade my TiVo only to... So you could downgrade your operating system so my shit doesn't work with it. Thanks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now I've got to... I'm gonna write some hate mail and send it off to TiVo.
Next
anyway.
Your next segment.
What's that?
Dear TiVo.
Yeah.
That's our next Dear X segment.
That'll be next week. Dear TiVo, fuck you and your proprietary wireless bullshit. You sound like Microsoft. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
blow the belt.
But true, nonetheless.
Can't argue, can't argue.
Okay, so let's move on to the show.
Let's.
Jason, what have you been playing this week?
Not a ton. Like I said, it's only been a few days since the last cast got out, but I always find time to squeeze in some Rock Band. Downloaded Number of the Beast today. Very excited about that.
Nice.
Failed on Expert. I'm on Expert, by the way. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
Congrats.
Expert.
You mentioned last week that you were starting it. You didn't mention how far you had gotten, though.
I feel a lot better. I'm probably about 4 or 5 sets in, give or take. But I've been having fun with a lot of the downloaded songs, mostly.
Cool.
But yeah, Number of the Beast, I failed out on Expert, but it was extremely easy on Hard. Go figure.
Did you download the Metallica packs? Or the Metallica
What's
pack?
That?
Did you download the
Metallica
pack?
Yes, and I can't even do Blackened or Ride the Lightning on Hard. But
oh, yeah, they're fucking
Justice for All I'm very good at. I finally 5-starred that last week, and I've been constantly improving. But the other ones are just fucking crazy. I can't do them. I don't think I ever physically will be able to.
Blackened is hard on medium, and that's coming from me, so but yeah.
No, I haven't even gotten that far. Not on drums. I just
you're not a Metallica fan though.
No, I'm really not, but
there you go. Aside from that, I found a new addiction, kind of, sort of. Casual game called Peggle. It's been around for a while. I like it a lot. It's easy to pick up and just play for, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
What is it?
Well, in theory, anyway. Basically, have you ever played Plinko? You remember The Price is Right, dude? They had Plinko?
Yeah.
You drop a
yeah.
little ball down, and they got the pegs in between. It's like that. So you shoot your ball, and then it bounces off of one peg, and then it hits all kinds of bonus shit, and you get all kinds of crazy rainbows and scores, and it's just pretty and fun and addicting.
So you don't
That's
really
about all I can say about it, though. Nope. No, there's no real point. There's actually some kind of funny humor in it, though. Like, you can tell that they were going for, like, a very wide family-oriented audience, but whoever developed it tried to buck that system and poke fun of it at the same time. Like, they've got this, like, hedgehoggers. I don't know what the fuck he is. It's a fat-ass chipmunk. And he's, like, riding a skateboard. He's totally radical. It's hilarious. But one particularly funny part is they give you bonuses just for stupid shit. But there was one time that same hedgehog dude popped his head up in the corner of the screen and said, "Toasty!" Just like Noob Saibot from Mortal Kombat. So it's awesome. Stupid shit like that that keeps you kind of giggling every now and again.
Is it for PC or?
Yeah, it's on PC. I've got a Steam account, and they barrage me with shit all the time, and I finally succumbed and played the demo. And bought it immediately afterwards.
Cool.
But that's my week.
That's all right. You played Rock Band. That's the important thing.
Yes.
Jeff, talk to me.
Well, Jason's week wasn't that much more exciting than mine. PS3, I finally beat Uncharted.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Just after our last podcast. And I can easily say it's definitely the best game for PS3.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
I'd still put it up there with one of my nominations for Game of the Year. It did kind of get kind of tiresome towards the end. I kind of just wanted to hurry up and finish it. But I was kind of satisfied by the ending. It ended the way I guess it should have ended. And no real surprise or anything like that. And I didn't feel they didn't end it like... They didn't leave it on a cliffhanger, which I thought was good. Like, usually the first of any kind of new IP, they usually kind of end in a way where you automatically assume there's going to be a sequel. They didn't so much end it that way, which is kind of cool, even though I'm hoping there will be, but...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this gives me more hope that it's not going to be an actual continuation. It'll be like another adventure for Drake and Elena, so I think
Which would be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And they awesome. They have an excellent foundation to build upon, too, I think, so...
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
There's obviously a few kinks, and we've talked about them, that they need to work out, but, you know, Uncharted is definitely something that if you just take it for what it is, it's great. And then when you think about what they can do to it afterwards, it's makes it that much more exciting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those games where the first one is a good game, kind of got overlooked by a lot of people, but then the word of mouth gets around, and by the time the sequel comes out, I think it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
So that was...
Really, any gripes that we had were all very minor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
they weren't anything
I don't have
huge.
Anything really, truly bad to say about the game at all.
Well, just the fact that you enjoyed it, and you said yourself that you don't usually enjoy those types of games.
Well, they're just not on the top of my list. Like, it's hard for me to justify the $60 price tag. You know,
yeah.
I had fun with them, and I hate to use this word, but they're kind of disposable, or they're just kind of rentals, you know? I play through it once, and I'm done. I really don't have any real desire to go back and play it again.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back and play it. I can say that pretty...
That's just personal preference to me. You know, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That same thing. Like, the game's very linear, and I can see myself maybe playing a few of the levels over again, or when I'm, like, showing people the game or whatever, but I can't
see
myself...
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would show it off to anybody. You know, anybody that came over and wanted to check out the PS3, I would probably pop that in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was pretty much it on PS3, 360. I actually, you know what? I did play a game. I busted out. Haven't played in a while. It was Dead or Alive 4.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, played that two days ago. That game still looks amazing to me. I don't know if it's the art direction or whatnot. It's still gorgeous. Like,
it was a first gen, wasn't it?
It was. Jeff, be honest, it's the boobs.
That might have something to do with it,
with
but
that.
No. Yeah. It's actually really good. A lot of people rip on it for it not being so technical and whatnot, but it's actually pretty... It's a pretty deep fighter when you get down to
it.
Like,
fuck that. It's technical as hell.
Yeah, I think it's like...
As far as timing is concerned, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, a lot of people... Like, Street Fighter 3 once people figured out the whole counter system, when you watch videos on like the interwebs and stuff, you see people, these good matches, and it's basically defense, defense, defense. The first person to fuck up on offense, they're toast, because it's just like they have the timing down so much. It's all defense, defense, where that kind of was the way in Dead or Alive 4 when it was first released, when people got the hang of the whole countering system, where people would just kind of wait and counter because they took off so much energy. But they've Team Ninja's released a few updates, actually, from it since it's been released, and I found that it's not like that anymore, especially online. People are actually more to go offensive now because there's different attacks now need different types of counters. Like before, it's not just like... Have you played it, Chris? Have you played Dead or Alive 4?
I have not played 4. I haven't played Dead or Alive since I don't even know when. But the last time I played it, it was like you push a button and you counter anything.
And yeah,
that turned me off from the game big time.
Basically, yeah, it's not quite the same, but you hit basically back and B to block, what is it, punches. Down and it's X on the 360 controller. So back and X would like counter a mid jab, down and X would counter like a low attack, up and X high attack, then forward and X would do any kind of like mid kicks. Yeah. And so that kind of changed up a little bit. So you actually have to hit a different direction, which kind of makes it kind of like, it's kind of like a rock, paper, scissors thing, but they changed up a few of the attacks now where even though it is attacking your midsection, you don't actually hit that direction to counter it. So it kind of mixes things up a bit so people aren't constantly countering back and forth. And they reduce the damage it does too, which is good.
Well, it's tough because there's such a huge learning curve now that you play against somebody who's really into it, gets down to how many frames each attack consists of, and they will fucking smoke
you. I got raped online. I went on there just to see, and there's not too many people playing online, but I went online just to, try it out, see what the competition was like, and I can tell that not too many people, like new people, have been buying this game, because everyone I play just wiped the floor with my ass. Because, I was rated, I think, an A-, and that was like when I first got the game, and because I played Ultimate and all that kind of stuff, the games before, so I was decent for, like, an intermediate player, but I just got my ass beat down. I think I'm like a level C now or something like that. It was pathetic. It was like, but it was fun. I still like it. I wish I had the. I still need to get that arcade stick because I think it would be a lot better with it. But yeah, it's a good game, and I like it. It's gorgeous. Like I compare it. Like I've played Virtual Fighter 5, and it's the art. The Virtual Fighter 5 technically looks better when you just look at them like really quickly. But I don't know, the way that Dead or Alive moves and flows. Just I don't know. Just the whole thing. Just I think looks beautiful. The backgrounds are all really colorful, and I don't know. I like it. It's cool.
Jeff, it's
and
I think it's like, it. Come on.
It's, and some of it's got to do
I don't think it looks totally that much boobs, better man. Than Virtua Fighter 5. Come on.
Yeah. Of course.
Did you get Rumble Roses X, too?
No. I tried out the demo, and I thought it was terrible. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rock Band. Played a lot of Rock Band.
What do you think?
I love it. It's so good.
Still loving it?
I'm still loving it, still loving the drums. I'm pretty much got medium, not down pat, but pretty damn close. A couple songs I can do on hard, like a couple of top tier songs, like In Bloom, Nirvana. That's just one of the easier songs. That's one of the ones I can actually do in the high 90s on hard. What I realize now that totally, I know what my problem is when, Chris, you mentioned like last week how it's probably the bass that throws me off, and it definitely is, but it's not the bass pedal when hitting another beat, it's when it's by itself in between regular beats. That's what screws me. I just can't do it. So I find in like harder songs, I just kind of will skip every second bass and then kick in the next one or something like that. But I'm improving.
That's fine for a while.
I think I just got to teach myself teach my brain to move my foot independently from my arms, because as long as I'm hitting something with my foot and like foot and hand at the same time, it's all good.
Yeah.
Funny story though, that this is a classic Jeff moment. I wish there was a video camera around, but so playing by myself, I'm playing on medium, I'm doing all right, and I decide to try to get kind of like little fancy, throw a little mustard in my drumming. You know the parts where you can kind of freestyle. So I'm like, I'm going to freestyle and, maybe toss one of the guitar drum sticks up in the air and catch it, and then hit the cymbal.
Man.
So I pretty much was nailing this in practice. And what happened was we had people over, and I'm like, you know, I'm feeling good. Everyone's drinking a little bit. So I'm like, I'm feeling confident, so we're playing, you know, a song I know. So I'm going to give this a try. So, you know, I'm gonna press everybody in this room right now. This is going to be awesome because there's probably about four of us playing. There's about another four watching. So here comes the part. You know, here's the drum roll. I'm, like, getting kind of nervous. I'm like, oh, here it comes, here it comes. Oh, God, oh, God. And then I kick into the beginning of it. I throw up the drumstick. I realize it's going kind of further away from me. I panic. I kind of lean forward to grab it. My other stick is in the motion to hit down on blue. It actually goes up, hits the stick, flies forward, and the trajectory of the drumstick was actually stopped by the singer's face.
Oh, God.
And hilarity ensued. Oh, yeah, exactly, because that would have hit the wall or something, and we couldn't have that.
It would have been like another Wii incident, you know, flying into TVs.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. Of course, everyone started laughing, and I was sitting here. Of course, I failed out of the song because I missed about like 15 seconds while I had to like scramble to get my thing, and, you know, singer's bent over grabbing his eye, and he's not singing anymore. And
that's fucking hardcore. That's going to make it on your Behind the Music, I'm telling you.
I just wish we had it on camera. It would have been so funny. But, yeah, so needless to say, I didn't try that whole drumstick thing anymore.
Yeah,
not
smart.
Yet. Yeah, I'm gonna wait a bit. I'm gonna try it again. This time I'm gonna have the camera set up, and you know, if it ends up being perfect, it's gonna look cool. If I fuck it up again, hey, it's gonna be cool.
It'll be someone else's eye.
Exactly. He was okay. The singer's okay, by the way. He did whine a little bit, like a typical singer. Because, you know, but I mean, he's fine. He's doing okay.
All right. Note he's to on the self, road. When playing Rock Band with Jeff, stand in the other room.
Yeah, or stand behind me. Anywhere to the sides or in front. Yeah, get the hell out. But yeah, that's basically my week of playing stuff. Not too much.
That's fine.
Yeah, cool. All right, let's see. I was I played Rock Band, of course. Something we can all agree on: everyone should be playing Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
I started out, since my drums are now in working order after two RMAs. I started playing drums, and I think I'm on like the fourth tier on medium. I've been doing pretty good. You know, it's been mostly five stars with some four stars here and there. The bass pedal still throws me off. And like Jeff, like what you were saying, it's for me, it's whenever you have to hit the bass pedal on an off beat, you know, it's like whenever it's an eighth beat or, and it's not like one of your 1, 2, 3, 4 beats. So that's what's killing me right now. But I'm getting used to it. I'm at a point on guitar where I don't really want to play the songs that are available to me to continue. So, I've been playing a lot of the downloadable songs, and those are really fun. I'm going to pick up Interstate Love Song by STP today and, hopefully give that a shot. Let's see.
What was the other one? The Hives?
Fucking mute was on again. We can keep going. We don't need to edit this shit out. But this is, I have this stupid little button on my mic that's kind of like down low on the wire, and every once in a while it'll hit something and just go mute. And I'm sitting there talking, like, did they hear me? What the fuck?
Well, what were you saying?
I was just commenting on the Rock Band thing, the whole bass thing, and then I'm not going to. It's not important. Just keep going. I'm just going to shut up.
Anyway, yeah, the third one is the Hives.
Okay.
But I don't think they have them in a pack. I don't know. I always thought they were going to release the three songs in a pack as well, and I don't think they have it.
Think if they were themed, they were going to be.
Yeah.
Everything that they haven't released a three-pack for have been songs all over the place. Like last week, too, there was, Lynyrd Skynyrd? What the hell else was there? Some shit that didn't match with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Rush.
Rush. Well, Rush fits in.
What was the other one? That was the other one's the one I actually wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What the hell was it?
Well, regardless, this week I can't think of any similarities between Iron Maiden and, you know, Stone Temple
STP,
Pilots.
Nice.
Fair enough.
I wanted to get Plush on there, man. Plush is one of my favorite songs ever.
I love Plush. They could put the entire first album from Stone Temple Pilots on there, and I'd be a happy camper.
They put Core and Purple on there, I'd be really happy.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see what else. I've played a little more Stranglehold.
By the way, I gotta say this: the Iron Maiden covers. I was a huge Iron Maiden fan growing up, and they have killed these songs. These covers are terrible.
Are they really?
The singers are just disgusting. I just I can't even stand playing them, really. But I still
I got a one-eyed singer who we can lend you. He's pretty good at singing the Iron Maiden.
I wonder if they're going to release any Def Leppard.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, does that mean we have to drum with one hand?
I was going to say, are they going to send out extra foot pedals for the drums?
We want
left-handed,
man.
Anyway, played a little bit more Stranglehold. Not much more to say about that. It's still fun, but it's still pretty monotonous at this point. So, played some more High Velocity Bowling, and it's still High Velocity Bowling. Went back to Ratchet and Clank, and I'm really glad I did because I absolutely love this game. And every time I play it, I am reminded of how much I love this game.
Mm-hmm. I still don't own it.
This needs to be your next PS3 game. Really
I think
does.
So too. Lisa actually wanted to buy it for me over the weekend, and I'm like, no, honey, and you know, why don't you get something? I'll pick it up eventually. And
were you high?
I'm like, I know. I thought I was being, you know, the unselfish husband. I'm like, why don't you get Knights for the Wii or something?
How often does that happen?
Okay, Ratchet and Clank is much better than Knights for the Wii.
I'm sure, but I don't know. Damn it.
Well, all I know is that I was having a lot of fun with the... let's see, what was I using? I was using the Predator launcher, I think, which is the
missile launcher.
Yeah, it's the rocket launcher that fires off like 6 missiles at the same time.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. And Jeff, several weeks ago, we had a discussion, and we were talking about the visuals of Ratchet and Clank, and one of the things that you said, that you asked me was, have I run into a stage that looked as good as the first one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Which one? I'm pretty far now. I think I'm only like 2 planets left to go or something like that.
Well, I have to say that I really enjoyed the asteroid field level, I think it was.
Oh, and see, I didn't like... That's one of the ones where I was like, eh. I think if it's the same one you're talking about.
This one, it made me feel like I was playing Mario Galaxy.
Okay, the one where you're literally shooting from like one area to the other area?
Yeah, and you're like moving around corners, like around corners of the actual world of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like kind of... Yeah, okay. That level's cool.
I enjoyed that level. I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, I think that they... There's not as much going on, but it still looks incredible. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I was actually playing it before we started to record. And I had to stop and be like, oh, wait, I need to go do some...
I get
do some more research before we jump on the and start recording, so I had to shut it off. But yeah, definitely glad I went back to that. I have to bounce between that and Folklore because I haven't. I still need to finish Folklore. I didn't play that this week, but
have you been downloading all the Folklore packs that they keep releasing? No. There's probably about 4 or 5 that they put out.
No, they're quests, and the downloadable quests for Folklore are kind of meh. You know, yeah. It's like, oh, go find this folk and, you know, get his ID or whatever. And there's an escort mission, you know, go find this particular folk and, you know, he's trying to get out of Warcadia or whatever like that. And it's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, I can do without him. They don't really have any purpose. So.
Gotcha.
It's a creative way to try and extend the game for them, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I will be downloading any of those. It just doesn't appeal to me at this point. Let's see. DS, I've been playing more Donosaurio. I'm almost done. I need to sit down one day and just finish it. Because I'm enjoying it, but I'm not enjoying it nearly as much as I enjoyed Portrait of Ruin. I'm realizing that now. Yeah. I really think Portrait of Ruin is the best iteration of Castlevania since Symphony of the Night.
Yeah. So. No, I agree. I liked Portrait of Ruin mainly because it kind of changed up a little bit. It was kind of like half Symphony of the Night, half... classic Castlevania.
It reminded me a lot of like an evolution between Symphony of the Night and Castlevania 3.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Castlevania 3 where you got to switch between the characters?
Characters and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it reminded me of. It was and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And you know, where I am enjoying Donosaurio a lot, it's just it doesn't have the same feel for me. It's like, you know, I have no problem shutting it off and putting it down. Whereas mm-hmm. Portrait of Ruin, I wanted to be playing it all the time, you know? So, but that's it. I mean, I haven't played my 360, my Wii, or my PSP all week, so that's...
Yeah,
That's all I've been playing.
It's been kind of slow. There's some games coming up, though. It's in like a couple weeks, right? Burnout's next week?
Burnout is... I don't know if it's next week. It's the 22nd. Is the 22nd next week? No, it's the week after.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was the 18th or 22nd, but yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
And Devil May Cry right after that, so sweet up.
What system are you getting Burnout for?
I'm not buying Burnout.
Oh, you're not? Oh, that's right. You didn't like it. Jason, what system are you buying Burnout for? Or are you buying it?
It's a tough call. I tried out both demos, and they were very much the same. I know that you mentioned somebody has given some static about the 360 version and the way that it integrates with the live system, but I didn't see any problems with it.
The only thing that I've heard is that when you go online with live, there's like an agreement that you have to, there's like a terms that you have to agree to.
Yeah.
And you have to stop and do it. And I don't know. And someone.
It took 30 that's seconds like to do it. You only have to do it once.
Oh, you only have to do it once?
You do that for every single PS3 game every time you go online.
Yeah.
Well, this apparently for the PS3 version of the game, you can go in the options and agree to it in the options, and it just goes straight in.
Oh, for fuck's sake, it takes
time. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't think it's that big of a deal. The only other thing that I've seen is that, you know, I've heard that, like, the textures actually look a little bit better on the PS3 version if you look really, really, really close, because they're using uncompressed textures because they have the room on the disc. And then the only other thing I've heard is that there are very, very, very slight frame rate drops in some portions of the 360 version. I have not experienced any of them or seen any evidence of them, so I don't know if it's true or not, but that's the only thing that I've heard. So I'm going to just kind of chill out and wait until I see some reviews. And
I might end up
probably talking
it.
About during the collision sequences and it goes all slow-mo. They're like, dude, that's a really horrible frame rate.
Well, I know the people one up were saying that the demo had these issues, but the last podcast they had, they said they're basically identical, but it's saying the same. Same thing, PS3's textures look a little bit clearer and stuff like that. So, it was built for that system. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, and it makes sense if you think about it. I mean, if they don't have to compress the textures, they're obviously going to look better.
No, exactly.
You know,
but
it's
like comparing
a bitmap to a JPEG. I mean, it's going to look better in bitmap if you look close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in regard to your question, Chris, I think right now with whenever games are very similar and I've got the option between the two, I think. More often than not, I might go with the 360 version because, you know, there's achievements to unlock and the online is typically integrated.
But oh, I'm also, with you. That's why I got Call of Duty. That's why I got Call of Duty on 360.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know if you guys don't like the music, whatever, custom soundtracks is awesome for Burnout.
Really? Yeah, I can see that.
Because you can just play whatever the hell you want to. And if, whether or not, I know it's supposed to be coming for PSN soon, but who knows when. But, yeah, I don't know. I'd be kind of toss up. I don't know. Like, same with Devil May Cry 4. I have no idea what system I'm going to get on. I'm likely going to get on PS3 just because I'm used to it on the PlayStation controllers. But
yeah, exactly.
I just can't see myself playing Devil May Cry on something else.
I know one game coming out that I'm going to be buying on PS3, but, you know, we'll get to that later in the show. So it's been a pretty busy week in the gaming industry, don't you think?
It has been.
No, not really.
No, not at all.
Not just really a bunch of bullshit going report.
On. Jeff, what do we got going on in news?
Well, like you guys said, there's been quite a bit of news this week. Been pretty busy with CES and everything, which we got quite a bit to cover. First up, we talked about this already a little bit in the distraction segment, but Rock Band DLC. We got Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast, The Hives, Die Alright, and then STP, Interstate Love Song.
Interstate Love Song. I love that song.
Yeah, I gotta go download that right after this, because that's one of my favorite songs. Actually, I totally forgot they were up there until I just read through. I'm like, oh, crap, yeah, they went on yesterday. Or, yeah, yesterday.
I checked today during lunch, and they weren't up, and I'm like, damn it.
They weren't up yet?
Yeah.
Nah.
What time do they update that stuff, usually?
It's usually late afternoon.
Do they go online with the PSN on PlayStation? Do they just update every Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know on the 360, they're basically announcing Monday, they go up early Wednesday morning. So
yeah, they announce. I don't know when they announce. They announce Thursday morning and put it up Thursday afternoon. So I don't know. PSN is kind of weird like that. They don't actually have like a specific time. I just know it's Thursday and that's it.
Yeah,
whenever that's they're damn well ready.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you guys though, what do you think Activision is thinking in the back of their heads with all this downloadable content that's coming out for Rock Band and how successful it's been?
They better get their shit together.
Seriously.
I haven't seen anything new to download on Guitar Hero 3 in forever.
Yeah, I mean, they said that. I remember when Guitar Hero 2 came out, and they were saying Guitar Hero 2, and honestly, this is when Harmonix was still involved with Guitar Hero, so I don't even know if this was them saying it, but they were saying it was going to have the most downloadable content of any game or whatever, and we really didn't see much.
No.
And I have to be honest.
We're still seeing it. They're keeping somewhat consistent. I mean, just last week they put some out as well.
Guitar Hero offering, for 3.
Guitar Hero 2, yeah.
Yeah, Guitar Hero, 3. But they've been offering, like, free tracks and stuff, and, you know, they're trying.
They've only offered one free track that I know of.
There was the Christmas one, there was, like, and the Halloween.
Yeah, holiday one.
Oh, the holiday one, that's right.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'll tell you what, man. Hey, Jeff, did you go out and buy that Xbox, official Xbox magazine that had the exclusive tracks in it?
No.
You didn't?
No, not yet. I usually buy them every once in a while, but I have just because there are bands of the Harmonix bands, right? The internal bands.
Yeah, I think so. I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
They're usually pretty cool, but just because if they're known bands that I knew that I really really wanted, then I would have went out and bought it already. But I'm not really like I don't know if they're going to be any good or what. I've heard some of them are pretty fun to play, but if I pick up the OXM, I'll definitely try them out.
Well, I hope we get a chance to do that on PS3.
Yeah, I'm sure that. Well, I'm sure the PS3 will get something in return. Maybe there's still a PlayStation magazine. Maybe they'll get something.
Yeah.
But yeah, got some more downloading to do on those. Sony apparently sold 1.2 million PS3 since Black Friday in November. Awesome. That's quite a big number. They've also sold. Well, they're still underselling compared to PS2, which sold 1.3 million. Yeah, it's only 100,000 different, but hey, you know, it's still a difference. But what's most surprising, I think, is actually PSP sold 1.4 million in the same time.
Hot.
That's it's pretty good. That's a lot.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, between all three systems, that's close to 4 million, so that's, you know, Sony's not doing as bad as everyone, I think, is thinking they are. I mean, the PS3 might not be doing as well as we want it to, but Sony as a whole, I think, is doing okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But then again, this is also...
I'm really happy to see the PSP selling a lot more, too.
Yeah, me too, because the PSP is honestly, it's probably one of my favorite pieces of technology.
Hey,
just because of everything it can do, and it's such a small package, you know?
Okay, so yeah, that's looking up for Sony there, definitely. We'll find out. I guess NPD should be coming out next week, so that'll give us more numbers to talk about.
Oh, is that next week?
I love those numbers.
They should be next week. Yeah, they usually come out usually about mid-month, so...
Okay.
See what everyone else has to say. That's worldwide sales, right?
NPDs? No, it's
No. The Sony number they released.
Yeah, I believe that's worldwide sales. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, North America.
Is it just North America?
Yeah, it's North America.
Then we'll be able to see if they're full of crap or not, basically, because last month in November, their numbers in total was only 470,000, was it not?
Something like that.
So they must have sold like quite a shitload in December. Yeah.
You're looking at least 750,000.
Yeah, at least. So, we'll see. Hopefully. Devil May Cry 4 on PS3 to have achievements and six-axis camera control. The achievements is kind of cool. I mean, it's not the typical achievements like you get in... Like, Uncharted did achievements quite differently. You basically unlock stuff in the game by doing certain tasks. They're set up a lot like Xbox Live achievements, except for you kind of opened up stuff or whatnot. But they still... Your friends couldn't log on and see what you did or didn't do in the game, whereas Devil May Cry 4, Capcom's putting them in there more in the Microsoft fashion, where your friends can actually see what you've actually accomplished in the game. So it doesn't actually go to, say, a score per se, but it'll have like kind of your accomplishments in the game, what you've done, stuff like that, which is kind of cool. I mean, if you like that kind of stuff.
I'm just concerned
about this camera control.
The whole camera control thing. No one's going to use it. Why would you ever use that?
I'll stick to the right stick, thanks.
Yeah, I know. It's never broken. At six axis, I can only see breaking a camera more, not helping it.
Yeah, really.
No, you're like adjusting yourself.
Control the way that I want to hold it. I don't want to hold it a certain way just to be able to play the game.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have to tilt your controller, have the camera stay there? Do you tilt it, then go back, and then does that make it swivel another way? I can see this being a big mess.
That's my fuck that for the week.
But hey, it's a bullet point in the box, right? Nintendo won an Emmy for their DS and Wii controls this past Technology Emmy Awards. Have you guys know what these are?
I have no idea. I actually thought that it meant the Emmys. I was concerned that, because I know like a bunch of the stars are not going to the Emmys, the, you know, the actual TV Emmys this year, and they're having to call it off or some shit. And I'm like, are they putting in video games now all of a sudden?
No,
they're
like,
they're hard up.
No, they do that. Like, I know, like, I'm not sure if they started this like recently, but I know last year Nintendo actually won an Emmy for their D-pad for their regular NES.
What?
So yeah, last year they won one for their D-pad. I'm like, how late to the party are you guys? Like, for real.
Well,
you guys know, like,
aren't they the first ones that had a D-pad?
They are, but I mean, like, dude, how much? Like, is this like kind of like an inductee to the Hall of Fame? Like, you can't be inducted till like years and years after you retire from the sport, or what? Because they're not even like, I don't know. And like PlayStation actually won last year too for their DualShock for the PS2. So they're kind of late in the game, but I mean, at least they kind of caught up with the Wii, I guess. But do you guys think it's deserving though? Do you think the Wii should deserve an award for technology when really it's kind of been around for years?
It has.
Yeah, but the Wii is the first one to actually integrate it directly into the system and make use of it on a broad scale, really.
Yeah.
They've definitely had the best use of it. Correct.
Oh, for sure.
So as far as, like, implementation is concerned, I think they're deserving, but it's not like they came up with it.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with the DS, though. I mean, the DS, look, there's a touchscreen. Yeah, right. We've talked about the game.com that did that years before the DS.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, hey.
Whatever works.
Exactly. I'm sure they're happy. It's something for them to brag about for their next press conference. Whenever they do that, they can, you know, talk about how they won two Emmys this year.
Yeah, because they don't have enough to brag about.
No, exactly. No, they don't have big heads or nothing. Their egos are in check.
Look at Prince Money.
I'm still blown away that they have technology Emmys. What the hell?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, hey. They need to keep us entertained. We got to talk about something, right?
That's right.
Another thing we can talk about is BioShock. Apparently rumored there's actually a sequel, but it's not really a sequel in development. It'll actually be a prequel to the first game, which is kind of cool. I like it. Both you guys played BioShock, right?
Mm-hmm. I played the demo.
The demo.
Okay. I haven't bought it yet. I it's one of the things that I said on the Game of the Year episode. It's one that I'm planning on buying. I haven't bought it yet, though.
Yeah, I played it.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, it's a wicked atmosphere. I'm just getting back into that game now, actually, because I took a kind of hiatus from it, but I started playing that again. I totally forgot about that, too. I started playing that again last week. Okay. But, yeah.
Too late to go back now, Jeff.
Basically, like, BioShock 1 took place in the city of Rapture, and it's kind of downfall. It's kind of fall from grace kind of city. Everything's crazy, whereas this will kind of focuses more on how Rapture came to be, this whole underwater city, and the whole political intrigue that goes on inside of it and stuff like that. I think... hopefully it'll happen, but I wouldn't expect this for years. At least 2 years, probably.
Probably. I guess more. I don't want to see how it came to be, how it got to be that way, rather. Mm-hmm. You know,
like that would be kind of
decline.
Cool,
yeah.
High five.
I'm trying to figure out in my head how they would do that. I don't know. I guess they'll figure it out.
Well, first of all, Chris, you need to play the first game.
I know, you're right. I do. I understand.
And you'll see. It's pretty, once you get into it, it's pretty crazy. It's fun stuff. Talked about it last week, Street Fighter Alpha 3, we're talking about now Street Fighter Alpha 1. There's, not rumors, but an ESRB leak, which this happens a lot lately. You guys notice that? It seems like ESRB kind of leak out these games that aren't announced yet quite early, because maybe they're just not told. But it was seen on an ESRB basically release list to head to PlayStation Store as well as a PSP, which I'm sure it's just PlayStation Store. You can probably play it through your PSP. It's like the other PS1 games. But right. Street Fighter Alpha. I think it's pretty excited. I'd probably buy that day one.
I mean, depends on how much it is. I got to add something new to it. I love the Alpha series, especially Alpha 2, but I don't know. I think this is primarily just kind of to whet our appetites for HD Remix.
Probably. Alpha 2 was the high point of the Alpha series, in my opinion. I think Alpha 3 was good, but they just tried to do too much with it.
Yeah.
Alpha was a lot of... just a ton of fun. Oh, and then that's what really got me into Alpha 2. I might buy it. It depends on the price.
I'd probably get it. I haven't downloaded something from PS3 or PSN in a while. I'll give it a shot.
If it's $20, I'm out. $15,
oh, yeah,
10?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be the right price point for sure.
If it's 10, I might be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. More fighting. This is two bits of news for fighting games here. This is weird, eh? Fighting games kind of being on the decline. We got two big news stories for fighting games.
Bring it
on. This is the bigger one.
Oh, this is huge. I almost creamed my pants when I read this, but Soul Calibur 4, you guys are familiar with that? We were talking about
I've heard of it.
I've heard of this Soul Calibur game
this
that you
Soul
speak
Calibur.
Of.
I believe the first one was out on the Dreamcast. Well, I guess it was actually PS1.
Arcade.
Far back enough.
Actually.
Well, Soul Edge was
Soul Edge
out
was
on PS1.
Get the edge of soul.
Then they brought it over here and called it Soul Blade, which was retarded.
Yeah.
And then Soul Calibur 1 came out on Dreamcast.
But you guys like the game, though, right?
Absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Best 3D weapons fighting game there is.
And would you change anything about it, really? Like, you think something that would just make this game totally cool, make it just, like, the coolest fighting game ever?
I see you going somewhere with this, Jeff.
It's like,
where
Ash
are you going
Evil
with
Dead.
This?
Well, Ash, think bigger than Ash. We're thinking, like...
Bigger?
Think big. Think huge.
Hmm.
Godzilla.
But like maybe the Star Wars, you guys heard Star Wars? You know, you like Star Wars?
What is this movie you speak of? I just blew my... What is the movie you speak of?
Star Wars, man. Anyway, Star Wars. Star Wars characters coming to Soul Calibur 4.
Yes.
For PS3 and 360.
I was giddy when I heard this.
Did
Chris
any of you guys see this
coming? Because he's a huge Star Wars fan.
I love me
especially,
Star Wars.
Especially Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I like the Sith in general.
Yeah, Sith are badass. But yeah, Darth Vader and Yoda are making their way to consoles on Soul Calibur. Problem is, each console is getting an exclusive character.
Damn it!
PS3 will be getting Darth Vader. Okay. Awesome. And 360 will be getting Yoda. And I don't know about you guys, this pretty much confirms PS3 purchase for me.
PS3 purchase for me.
Definitely.
Same, I guess. Yes. I'm not the biggest fan of Yoda, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, normally I would go with the 360 version, but they got Darth Vader in there.
Yeah, yeah, Darth Vader.
And pass that up.
I kind of see a little bit of problems with Yoda. How the hell are you supposed to hit the dude?
True.
Don't get me
for
going
it. Come
on Yoda
on.
Right now. I really can't. Since
but
the
you know,
episodes and since he had that spastic monkey attack shit,
I just
can't get into him anymore.
What the hell is he doing?
But this is the most random combination, though. Like, it makes sense when you think about it. Like, lightsabers and a fight, like a weapons-based fighting game makes sense.
No,
and
it doesn't.
It's, sure, it does. Come on.
Totally beat the shit out of anything. Come on.
Okay.
But I mean,
a lightsaber would go right through any metal sword.
Right.
There would be no blocking involved. It would just go right through them.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. But isn't that cool? Like, when you think of weapons, or if you thought of, like, what's the coolest weapon... In the face
oh,
of the planet ever created.
Don't get me wrong. I'm extremely excited, and I'm looking forward to
it. It was Heihachi's Fist of Steel. That was the coolest.
Yeah, God. No.
Don't forget the chains of
Spawn.
There's so many opportunities. Like,
the bomb
just...
arrow of Link. I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's just so random, and I can see where Namco's coming from, because, I mean, Soul Calibur 1 sold amazing on Dreamcast. 2 sold really well. That's when they added in Spawn, Link, and Heihachi from... Tekken, you know, to all the consoles. 3 didn't sell too well, and they come back with Star Wars, one of the biggest franchises.
Well, 3 only came out on GameCube, right? Wait.
No.
Is that right?
PS2.
No, it only came out on PS2.
PS2, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here in the States, anyway.
Yeah.
It came out on the Xbox in Japan, though.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, I've got the import, actually.
Interesting. I did not
Are
know
you
that.
Serious? I didn't know that either. Yeah. That's weird. But, where is I going with this? Oh, yeah. It's just funny, just looking on the forums and stuff after this was announced, whereas the Soul Calibur hype was kind of under the radar, and people who like Soul Calibur interested, and the second these threads started popping up, Star Wars in Soul Calibur, it's all
everyone's
of a sudden everyone's
excited.
Interest just right up at the top.
Oh, hell yeah. Everyone's excited.
Fuck yeah.
And you gotta expect that they're gonna have more downloadable characters, because, I mean, why get a license from LucasArts if you're just gonna get Vader and Yoda, you know?
Exactly. And Darth Maul? Oh, man, that'd be so badass.
Darth Maul would be incredible.
Look, come on, settle down, please. I don't want this to be a Star Wars fighting game. I like Soul Calibur.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, actually. I was going to say, do you guys want...
Can't go over the top.
Well, you've got a wicked fighting engine for weapons. Yeah. I think it would be actually better is have no downloadable content. Have Namco work on a Star Wars fighting game.
That would be awesome. I would be very happy with that.
Fucking rad. But, yeah, that's just...
Something better than, what is it, Taras Kasi or whatever it was?
Yeah, Terracat. That was terrible.
That was terrible.
That wasn't that bad. I liked Boba Fett.
Okay, Mr. Pachinko.
Yeah. Plinko. Fucker.
But sorry.
In reality, I mean, if anybody's going to do it right, it's going to be Namco.
For sure. They know how to make their fight. That's for sure.
There were some people on PO that were talking about how they were going to fit the Star Wars characters into the story. I'm like, who cares?
Who cares about the story anyway? Like, Soul Calibur has this, like, deep storyline. You know, you don't know the storyline of Cassandra and all stuff. I'm like, I don't give a shit, man. It's a fighting game.
That's right. I just want to beat the shit out of people. That's the only intention of buying this game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm excited. That went from kind of interested to, yeah, I'm buying this right away.
Definitely.
Okay.
I agree.
Cool. To a game I'm probably not going to buy right away, which apparently a lot of Japanese folks loved. Wii Fit sold 1 million in 1 month.
Why?
These people will buy anything, won't they?
They will buy it. I've said it before, I'll say it a million times, get a fucking gym membership.
Do it right, don't fuck around. I mean, just... Oh.
Yeah, and I just can't imagine what that's going to sell here. It's going to sell so fucking much.
Oh, my God. It's going to sell
all the
like
overweight
mad
moms and dads across the world who are just like, hey, I can exercise and play on this piece of technology I hooked up to the TV. We got to get that. Just throw it on Oprah. You know it's going to be on Oprah. Uh-huh. It's for sure going to be on Oprah. And, you know, everyone watching Oprah, oh, my God, I can get one of those. And, yeah. Don't expect to see a Wii or a Wii Fit in stores probably for quite a while when it's released here.
No kidding.
You're probably right.
Sorry, makes me sick. I'm going to go vomit. Do they actually have any games coming out for it next year?
For what?
The Wii.
For the Wii? Well, didn't we talk about that last week?
Yeah, I'm kind of being facetious here. I'm just kind of, yeah. More fighting news. To the back to the 2D/3D realm. Street Fighter 4, brand new character has been revealed. Have you guys taken a look at that? I know, Jason, you definitely have, right? Come on.
I'm just shutting up because I've been extremely negative today.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't thrilled about this new character.
I didn't like
the outfit.
The
was okay. The hair is
the hair has to
fucking
go.
Killed
her
me.
Hair is terrible. It's her name was a Crimson. I have to open up this thing here, guys. You don't want me to do that. It's going to freeze everything. What's it? Crimson Raven or something like that? Or Crimson.
Hold on.
So skeptical. She looks out of. Like she's out of rival schools, kind of like Neo Geo.
Yeah,
you know what? That's
schools.
True. She does look like she's out of something like rival schools. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. Crimson Viper. Apparently, her hair is a long ponytail that looks like the tongue of a viper or something like that.
Oh, I hope it's not a weapon.
Something ridiculous. And the write-up basis says it's something that's never been seen before in a Street Fighter game. Like it's kind of different than anything that's ever been seen in it. So I guess you know it's could be good, could be bad. It's. You know, I don't like the art style, per se, of this character. If you guys want to check it out, you can probably find it anywhere. But I think first people to break it was actually Kotaku, right?
That's the first place I saw it. I don't know. They probably linked it from somewhere.
It was a scan from Famitsu.
Famitsu, sorry, yeah.
It was a scan from Famitsu. I don't know where the scan came from, but yeah.
Yeah, but apparently the guys from Famitsu got to try her out and stuff, or at least see her in motion. And
I
like,
think
yeah.
they just added the character art, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I hold all opinions until a game comes out. She looks weird. That's the only opinion I'm going to throw out there.
I'm still holding my breath.
As am I. But they have Ken and Ryo, so that's going to make a lot of people happy.
Oh, please.
more news. Valentine's Day is coming up. And you know all the girls out there, the girlfriends, the wives, the... you know, little Kansas. Girls on the side for all you crazy guys
girls
out there.
On the side. We do not promote this.
No. Neither do I, Tanya, just in case you're listening. I would never do something. Chocolate Mies for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
why don't you get a pair?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you going on, guys?
Chocolate Mies references.
That's good.
Stop me from doing it.
Mute.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, I'm over it.
If you want, you can get some white chocolate or milk chocolate Mies for your honey on Valentine's Day, February 4th.
Boy.
Go ahead and order them. It's the same guy who did the customizable Miis, where you can basically send in your Mi and he'll send you like a representation of it. You guys have seen that too, right? Back, that was like months ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, but cute.
I can see it being kind of cute. I mean, people will buy it, I can guarantee that too.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. I won't.
No, neither will I. It's kind of ridiculous. I wonder how much they go for it. There's no price on here. Did any of you guys find a price for them?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of...
I mean, seriously.
Well, go on. Okay, speaking of who gives a shit, Dynasty Warriors Gundam is heading to the PS2.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Chocolate Miis will be $14.95 plus shipping. There you go.
Oh, God.
Now, definitely, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives a shit? But, and I don't really want to touch the Dynasty Wars and Gundam. It's PS2, because that's just.
Well, you know, because it was so incredibly successful on PS3 and 360 that they figured,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, it definitely come out on PS2 as well.
Yeah. I didn't really
anyway. The Japanese, man. They go crazy for the Gundam.
That's right. They do. You know what? I bet the Dynasty Warriors Gundam game sold pretty well over there.
Yep.
I'll have to look that up. It'd be funny to know.
Yeah, they play it after a rigorous workout on Wii Fit.
Yes.
It's time to relax.
When they need mindless destruction.
That's right.
With giant robots.
Well, that's the news.
You sound so thoroughly excited.
Well, then we ended on that. It's just kind of like, fuck, man. It's like, you know. Who gives a shit? Exactly. Like, the whole point of that part is like, it's like, whatever. We should have ended with the Soul Calibur 4 and Star Wars.
Okay, well, how about this? Hey, Soul Calibur 4 is coming out, and there's going to be Star Wars characters in it.
Fucking right.
All
right,
let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about CES, and we'll get into new releases, emails, and question of the week. So cool. Smoke them if you got them.
We'll do.
Word.
And we'll be back in a few.
Chocolate me.
This week's episode of the Interactive Distractions Podcast is sponsored by PocketOtaku.com. Rock the chibi.
The following preview is rated PO for pretty f***ing awesome by the Miniopia Cinematography Board. Viewer discretion is advised. In a demon-haunted galaxy.
Who will kiss me?
In a time of corruption and dreams. An acrobat hopes to solve the ultimate crime.
¿Pero qué te agarró, tío? ¿Pero no ves que me aprietan? Que las corbatas no son para papadas saludables y carnosas como yo, hombre.
Translation?
I can't do it.
You will do it. You will be a beautiful mod, damn it. Now get out there and give me a front handspring into a baby giant, then do a half turn into a squat, hippie toeing over to burning rope, and then wolf jump into a full circle dismount.
Starring Unistrike as Rufus, the Great Tombolini, an acrobat with nothing to lose.
Pero gente, ¿crees que eres? ¿A woman?
And BWS1 as Kevin Nash, a.k.a. Boris Von Slapovich, a former world championship acrobatic trainer.
Striker, you're gonna get mightalized!
And introducing punk rock girl as the disco demon. Come back from the underworld to rob the world's pioke supply.
Burn, baby, burn! Disco Inferno! Oh yeah! You can't match my moves, Tumbelini! Disco will never die!
Coming soon to downtown Miniopia's Mini City.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back. Did you get your smoke?
I did.
Did you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good.
I didn't smoke, because I don't smoke.
That's good. You shouldn't. It's bad for you.
Good for you.
Jeff got into a discussion with someone on GLF today.
Which was this?
He got frustrated, and at the end of one of his posts, he goes, "I'm going to smoke." And I quoted him, all I did is I highlighted it, and I said, "You're weak."
Can I ask who it was? I'm just curious.
It'd take a wild guess.
For real?
Yeah.
I know you introduced me to him, but I'm like, you know, his reputation kind of, you know, precedes him.
You should check it out if you want a good laugh, an entertaining read. It's fun. I mean, hey, nothing wrong with disagreeing with people here and there and just, you know, battling the opinion. So.
I know. It's just that when they're closed-minded. Can I say that?
Don't worry, he's never going to listen to the podcast.
Can I say that? Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'd put money on the fact that he does. I don't know.
He does.
I think he secretly likes you, Jeff. Is that you and BSV in his signature?
Yeah, it is.
I finally picked up on that. Yeah. There's a secret desire there somewhere.
I didn't even see that for like the longest time because I have my signatures turned off when I'm at work because if I'm, you know, I'm supposed to be working at work, so when I have all the signatures on everything, it's just too much color and too much attention. So I turn all that off. Then one day I'm just like, turn it on. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I laughed, though. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's had that up there for a couple months now, at least.
Yeah, as much as he bitches about you and BSV, I don't know. There's something secretly going on. Oh,
God. Maybe I'll get some chocolate me's in the mail.
Okay, shit. We need to move on. CES happened this week.
It did.
Consumer Electronics Show, is that what it is?
Yep.
I think that's what it stands for. And there was a pretty good amount of stuff to go over.
So all kinds of crazy porn announced, I know that much. That's all that I really followed.
Yeah, I know that you're all into that, so.
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
But yeah, I thought we would run through some of this stuff and discuss what was going on. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Do we have a choice?
No, not really.
All right, then.
Well, you do. I mean, but you showed up to the podcast, so I assume that you wanted to discuss.
Well, hey, you know, the paycheck is pretty big. I can't really turn it down.
Yeah. Well, let's start with Microsoft. They actually apparently inked a deal with ABC and Disney where they're going to actually have shows and movies downloadable on the marketplace.
Yep.
Didn't they do that already? There's already Disney Flix available in the marketplace.
Are there?
Yeah.
Well, this is for
Disney and ABC, right? I don't think there's TV shows available.
It was at ABC / Disney or ABC and Disney?
ABC / Disney.
I know they're kind of the same, you know. We're probably going to get some crazy Hannah Montana shit.
Basically means like Lost and stuff will probably be coming to the marketplace.
Well, they're saying that some of the first things that are going to come out are Terminator and Silence of the Lambs. The Rocky movies, so some of that kind of stuff.
Disney stuff will be pretty. I mean, I'm a big Disney. I'm a sucker for Disney, so
I am too. That's why I have Blu-ray. Oh, sorry.
I still haven't tried out. Now, have you guys tried out the whole downloading stuff on the Xbox Live? Because we just got that recently in Canada, and I haven't tried it yet.
No, I haven't.
I haven't done any actual like full length movies, but some videos. There was one I paid for something that was off of Comedy Central. And, it worked pretty seamlessly, especially now since they have, like, the buffering previews. It's nice going through and watching all the movie trailers.
That's cool.
It gives you lots of options. It's not bad.
I just
have a 20-gig hard drive. It's going to
be different. That's the thing. It's a 20-gig hard drive. They also said that they sold 17.7 million 360s so far.
Good.
That's it. It's a decent number when you look at it, like, right up front, but when you figure that they said they sold 10 million last year. It's like, wait a second. So
this
sold,
is definitely a shipped number. I don't think this
it's,
is.
I know. I don't. I think it might be a real number because I mean, it's coming from. It's the same as the PS numbers, right? You can't really say they're sold or not because they're coming directly from the company. But
I
think Microsoft's biggest mistake was last year when they did kind of flood the channel, so to speak, to say that they shipped 10 million. It looks good then, and now they say 17 million looks good overall. But when you look at it, like, hey, they've obviously been selling more 360s this year than they have last year.
Yeah, that's true.
But yet, that would mean they've only sold 7 million this year.
Well, they apparently flooded the channel last year.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah.
I don't know. I thought this one was interesting. They actually revealed that a British telecom would be the first company to use Xbox 360 as a set-top box. And the reason it's interesting to me is because I can't see anybody doing this, because how loud would you have to turn your TV up to actually hear it?
Oh, come on.
Well, it's
not
that
bad
anymore.
Okay.
The newer ones are apparently, the new ones will be apparently quieter, but who knows.
Wow.
The new one's like, the old one's like a jet engine. Like, I found my old one, my broken one. I still try and fix it. Like, once a week, I'll try and fix it just for the hell of it. I'll resolder shit. But whenever that fan turns on, man, damn, it is loud.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty loud.
I find that pretty interesting, though. Like, if it's like, I take it there, are they a cable provider there?
Is that what they are? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of like, it's just weird. You get your like cable box, but you're actually getting a 360 instead. It's kind of, I guess they'd probably include that in sales numbers too.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, they definitely would. It's kind of interesting. I don't know how many people would sign up for, like you said, but yeah. And so I hope they're not sending out those 20 giggers. That's for sure. Hey, check out this half a movie I downloaded.
Let's see. And last week we talked about Warner and how they basically said that they were going to do Blu-ray only. Mm-hmm. Well, in light of that, and we'll get back to Blu-ray in a bit, in light of that, Microsoft came out and again said that they're not ruling out a Blu-ray drive. Mm-hmm. So,
which is smart.
That's good for them.
Yeah. And what I thought was funny about this is there was actually a quote, and I can't remember the quote. I'll look for it later. But they were basically taking a... No, I'm sorry. I thought that was a quote, and it wasn't. Sorry. They came out and said that they wanted to offer the choice to their customers instead of forcing a format on them. And I was like, well, if you really wanted to offer a choice, why wouldn't you already have a Blu-ray drive?
Money?
That's it's because it's a competition with Sony. What I think it is. It's money and
stubbornness.
It's that. So, well, yeah. And, you know, and in reality, I think that's a valid question. If you're so concerned with choice, why don't you already have a Blu-ray drive?
Well, because at the time when they had to make the decision, they're going directly up against Sony, like you said, competition. Yeah. That'd be stupid. I'd be like, we're going to offer Blu-ray, and that's going to automatically make consumers think, okay, wait a second. I can get a Blu-ray player in a PS3 for this amount more, but I'm paying this amount for it by itself on 360, then that'd be obviously like, oh, wait, PS3 maybe is a bit better value.
Right. And see, that's the thing. That's, they're making this big deal out of it, and in reality, it's not as big of a deal as they're making it. No. It's a PR spin. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. If it works for them, then it works for them. I'm not going to complain about it too much. There was also a lot of news for the PSP.
Oh, tons of it.
Tons of news for the PSP and tons of good news. And this is something that apparently it's been around for a while, but it doesn't get... I didn't know about it personally, and I never even thought about it, even though it makes sense. But I wanted to mention it about the fact that you can stream... You know how you can stream music from your PC to your PS3? Mm-hmm. Well, you can remote play into your PS3 and play it on your play your music on your PSP from your PC.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it, but I never thought about it.
That'd be like an unlimited-sized hard drive, basically, on your PSP.
Well, you can take your entire PC music collection with you wherever you go. And, I mean, that's a really cool feature, if you ask me, so I just never thought about it. They also brought up the fact that you could play Lair with remote play.
Yeah.
And they said that that's actually something that Factor 5 specifically developed. The technology was there, and they put it in just to show that it can be done.
That's probably why the rest of the game sucked.
But they said that it's not... There's no other games in development that are going to use it right now, but... you know,
I kind of wish I kept Lair just so I can give it a shot and see it though. Like...
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, and I honestly, I'm not too worried about it. You know, I bet it would control better because you don't have to use the motion sensor.
Sure, it would.
Can you use the analog nub? That'd be great.
Who would ever think we'd be wanting to use the analog nub? Yes, controller.
I won't complain about dual analog sticks anymore. I promise. I won't complain
just
that there's
one.
Only one on
give
the PSP.
Give us fucking one.
So the PSP GPS is finally coming out here too.
Finally,
I'm looking forward to that. Believe it or not,
buy a real GPS. Unless you have like a mounting thing for your car. I don't see it being kind of like I see a use for it. I don't see it.
It is awkward as hell. I imported the Japanese one, not the software though. But there's some. some freeware, open source stuff out there that integrates with the PSP GPS unit. And I got it kind of working, but it was far from accurate.
Really?
And it was extremely awkward. You know, it's this huge nub on top of the PSP that screws in there via the mini USB port. But, I mean, then you're thinking about it, you're like, oh, shit, I got to put this in my car. How the fuck am I going to mount this huge thing?
The only thing that really concerns me is how you're going to, is actually, you know, if you're trying to get directions to a place, is inserting the address that you need to get directions to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's going to take forever because you have to move around with the D-pad to the keyboard. And
you got to you have to map it out beforehand. That's the thing. You've got to plug it into your computer first and have the software running on your PC. Map it out on your PC and then upload it to your PSP and then you've got
really?
The coordinates. Yeah.
Wow. That kind of makes it pointless, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of. No changes on the fly.
As far as directions are concerned, I mean, it'll always give you coordinates of where you're at, roughly, but. If you want directions from a certain place, you can't do it on the fly.
Can you imagine getting pulled over by the cops? You're like fooling around with your PSP while you're driving. Yeah. Like, you're just fucking playing video games while driving, you fucking dumb shit. Like, no, dude, it's my GPS.
I'm trying to get directions, I promise.
Yeah, I Where's suppose it's cool if you're on foot all the time, I guess. I don't really know. You know.
I think we might be reaching for this one.
Maybe.
I want to like it. I did. I mean, obviously, I bought it. I thought
you tried it. Yeah.
Ooh, that's really neat. But yeah.
I still might buy it. I think they're saying that it's going to be around $40 or something like that, and that's not too bad.
Well, you can get a regular GPS touchscreen for $100 or less.
Yeah. Or you could look at a map.
Why the fuck wouldn't that works too? But if you don't know where you are in the first place, a map is
good. Yes.
All right, moving along.
Let's not beat the dead horse. A more interesting application that we actually talked about a little bit last week is they actually confirmed that Skype was coming this month for the PSP with a firmware update, and they showed a microphone. Like attachment that mounted to the top, like you were saying the GPS did.
Yeah.
But I saw a video of one that plugged into the bottom, where the where the TV cable
was. That the SOCOM enabled one? Because I think SOCOM shipped with.
It did have a headset with it.
Yeah, with a headset
or mic.
I don't know. I don't remember if it plugged into the audio port or the mini USB jack up on top. But.
Well, this was plugged in directly into the remote. You know the little PSP remote that they have?
Yep, yep.
It was the...
Yes,
the,
so that would have been an audio jack one.
Yeah, it's an audio jack one. So I don't know if that's... They said that was going to be sold separately and available in February.
They better put it in with the pack or I'm not buying it.
Well, that's the thing. I don't... The Skype is free, I believe. It's just it's a firmware upgrade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then you would just buy the mic.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like to me, anyway.
I'll take your word for it.
I guess we'll find out eventually.
It's going to be a downloadable thing. Watch and see. Ugh, no, you're probably right. I'm sure it'll be free.
Well, I heard them say firmware update.
Negative today. I'm sorry.
Fuck. All right, pessimist.
It's Gundam, isn't it?
It's all because of Gundam.
It ruins everything, dude. It's like fucking watching like an episode of like Family Guy. You're all laughing and hysterical, and you're like having a good mood. And goes to a commercial break. The first commercial is like, "Hey, meet Theodore. He's a golden retriever whose old owner used to use him as an ashtray and kick him in the gut whenever you shit all over the carpet." So it's like dog. You're like, "Oh, what the fuck?
Damn it! You're harshing my mellow."
Exactly. It just kind of ruins the mood.
Sorry.
I did look that up.
I'm firing myself
break.
This week.
Jason, I did look that up during the break.
It wasn't me for once.
What's that?
They've sold 366,000 Dynasty Warriors Gundam. Mostly in Japan.
Yeah, it's not that many. Okay.
Anyway, continuing. This is the thing that they announced at CES that I was most excited about for the PSP.
Okay.
And that's the fact that you can transfer a low-res version of a Blu-ray movie to your PSP.
Very cool.
Yes.
That is really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to
this.
Only going to be on like Sony Pictures discs. I'm sure.
Well, no, they're saying that this is a function of the PS3. It's not a function of what's on the disc.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I thought it was supposed to have an encryption on the disc.
Yeah. No, they're including a small res version on the disc. It's not going to, like, rip it on the fly from your PSP, convert it, and allow you to transfer it to your PSP. It's going to be done on the disc. I swear I read this.
I did read that too, but I think it's also...
I read that too, but I also read an updated report that said that it was potentially going to be used on any Blu-ray movie title.
Right, and that they would adopt the process as well, meaning that they'd convert it first, put it on the disc for easy grabbing.
But doesn't it work through Remote Play now too, though? Or no?
If you're watching the movies? I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
Okay, then maybe I'm just on crack. I'm just making shit up. I don't know.
Well, we can check on that.
But either way, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's a pretty cool idea. And they said that the movies are only going to take up about 1 gig of a stick, and only take about 3 to 5 minutes to download.
And they also work throughout the video output as well. So you can hook it up to any TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of scares me with resolution issues, though.
Well, there's also the whole DRM thing they got to get around, too. You know, and copy protection. So I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Yeah.
And with the homebrew scene the way it is on the PSP right now, anyways, there's always going to be some way to crack it. You know, they're going to find a way.
Right.
So you transfer a movie over to your PSP, then you can just distribute it freely. And, you know, I think it might cause a problem. I really hope that this happens, but I'm just not sure how feasible it is, considering...
Mm. Well, to back up a little bit, I'm looking at the article again. It says the movie is going to be about around 1 gig, standard def, and take about 3 to 5 minutes to download via USB. If you're converting a movie that size, it's literally going to take 2-3 hours to rip the footage, convert it, and then output it. So it's got to be done beforehand and then put on the disc. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It could not be done on the fly. Not in any reasonable amount of time.
I'll take that. I don't know any of that stuff.
I'd buy that.
Push play.
What's that?
I put movies in and push play. If it doesn't work, then I'm shit out of luck.
But no, I mean, that does make sense. And, you know, I guess I didn't really think about the conversion rate beforehand. But, you know, I saw it actually says can be used potentially on any Blu-ray movie title. So I didn't know, you know, how that was going to work. But anyway. Moving on, we have some interesting news from Texas Instruments, actually. Some interesting game news from them. They actually have these 3D glasses that make console games look like they're in 3D. I mean, they actually compared it to Beowulf in 3D. And the glasses look weird, but... It's kind of an interesting idea. They said that they used it for Madden. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I mean,
did they describe how it looked? Did it look good?
Only title on display was Madden NFL 08 for the PC. Let me see.
Now, these aren't the totally radical virtual reality glasses that I saw in my computer games weekly magazine in 89, is it?
Yeah. No. These are like...
releasing it? I
don't know. They look very similar to the 3D glasses that you would get in the movies today.
Okay.
Interesting.
You know, not the cardboard and plastic crappy red and blue ones that we had back in the 80s, but I don't even remember what they call the technology behind the lenses, but that's what they look like. And apparently they make any game look like they're in 3D.
You can see that
all happens in real time.
For some games, it would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shit gives me a headache, though.
Does it?
Yeah, I go to IMAX and I'm just like, oh my god, get these things off of me.
Oh, really? I love it at IMAX.
Well, maybe the next the next Texas Instruments story.
I'd play Dead or Alive 4 in 3D glasses.
Just to see the bouncing boobies.
Once again, back to the boobies.
I'm telling you, we gotta.
You're on to me,
guy. I know.
Hey, man, Christy's hot.
Hells yes.
They,
did you guys see the movie?
My roommates want to rent it. We're like,
do it.
Yeah,
do it.
We always have, like, awesome. A bad movie night. We haven't done it in a while, and that's, like, first on our list, so.
I actually really liked it. For a really cheesy, bad movie, it was action was really good. And
cool.
It's worth I saw it, it in totally. Blockbuster the other day when we went, but I kind of looked at it and then laughed it off and walked away.
you got to go in expecting absolutely nothing but cheese.
Well, that's what I would expect.
Tenfold.
Nice. I'm even more excited for it now. All right, where were we?
We were about to get into the next Texas Instruments story, which is about classic high-def gaming. And they have these Dream Arcade screens that are going to run about $4,000. But they were showing it off on a 120-inch screen that was running a resolution of 1024 by 768, which is, mm-hmm. you know, probably the most common PC resolution nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it had it included 145 pre-installed classic titles. And it looks pretty. I mean, that's pretty cool. I don't think the price is right. That's a pretty cool idea.
We don't have an extra $4,000.
No, not anymore, because I just kind of had to replace the heater in my house, and that sucked up about $2,500 of my money, so there you go.
Ouch.
Yeah, anyway, we moved on to a depressing topic. Anyway,
well,
sorry.
It's not depressing.
Back to gaming.
I'm holding my tongue.
Well, they showed it off playing Street Fighter 2.
My New Year's resolution, I'm trying to be more positive. I'm fucking up for the most part so far, but
I'm trying. Why be positive? It makes the show more interesting.
I'm trying.
Don't be positive. Okay. Makes the show more interesting.
Don't be positive. That's what I say at the board.
All they're fucking doing is smoothing out the pixels. They're blowing them up and they're smoothing them out a little bit.
Yeah.
And son of a bitch. They did that with Metal Slug 3. I noticed that.
For the download?
On Xbox Live?
Yeah, the pixels are just smooth.
Did you get it?
I downloaded the demo.
Oh, okay.
Love the game, but I'm not going to give them any money for it because it's not fully widescreen. All they did was smooth pixels, and
yeah, that's gay.
Yeah, it's just not enough. They needed the collection for like $10. I'd be happy then.
Yeah, I already have the anthology, so I didn't even bother.
Right. Okay.
What do we got next?
That's a big size screen TV, though.
120 inches. Yeah.
It
was coming from a projector, and they had like an arcade quality setup behind it. They were playing on arcade quality sticks and buttons and stuff, so mm-hmm. Interesting. I thought it was interesting. Apparently, Jason didn't, but that's okay.
I just think it's overpriced.
Captain Negativity over there.
Come on. Like my pessimist. My old Xbox has the same thing. With some of the emulators, you can run different graphics settings, different filters on it to either smooth out the pixels on bigger TVs to make it less pixelated and
But the difference is that this would be legal. Okay.
I don't think charging someone $4,000 should be a legal thing. I don't.
Fair enough.
Something shady going on here.
Fair enough. Right. Sony again lists MGS4 as being exclusive.
Of course.
What do you guys
Just
think?
Just to
is
reiterate.
It exclusive?
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
If they don't, then people are going to be like, oh no, it's coming to 360, do I really need to buy a PS3?
True. They also have it on display with the new DualShock that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That should be out already.
I guess they're working on the Rumble translation to North America.
It's the localization of the Rumble.
Yeah, why the hell wasn't this really same day?
I have no idea. I know a lot of people that have imported them now, and they said they like them a lot. So.
Oh yeah.
But what do you guys think? Is it going to stick to being exclusive?
I was going to comment first on the Rumble, saying how I'm glad they brought it back for Metal Gear, because Metal Gear was like famous. The way they integrated Rumble was awesome, compared to like a lot of other games. Actually, used them in cool ways. But I don't think it's going to be exclusive. Well, I might actually change my mind, because back when these discussions started, way before PS3 was even like released, the install base was really, really low, and now it's kind of increasing and increasing. If Konami can make their money off the PS3 version alone and make a bit of a profit, then it might stay exclusive. But if there's no way in hell, then it's when they have like a subsistence or whatever released for that, it'll be coming on 360, I think.
Yeah.
Like a year down the road or more.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it probably will get ported over at some point down the road.
Yeah. Like, but I don't think it'll be any kind of, it won't be any kind of time frame where it's going to actually hurt PS3 sales or anything like that. And Metal Gear Solid 2 sold like crap on Xbox because it came out so late afterwards and people were kind of over it already.
True.
Ooh, I bought that one though.
Did you?
Yeah, because they had a bunch of cool features, and I'm a nut for it, so I got it.
Well, the PS3 has an installed base of close to 9 million now after Christmas and everything.
Yeah.
It's around there, I think, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah. But I think it's around like 8.5, 8.9, yeah.
Something like
that.
It's
all round up.
And didn't Konami say they expected 1 million sold on day one? Or they said it better sell 1 million on day one?
Yeah, that's what they said, but yeah. I don't know. What's the difference between one day and a week or a month, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they'll sell enough, you know, because this is getting more publicity than any other Metal Gear game got.
Yeah.
That I can remember.
It's just all going to come down to, will they make their money back? Because this game's reportedly in the 20s of millions of dollars to develop. That's like crazy.
Yeah. It's like movies have moved to the hundreds of millions of dollars budget, and now games are moving into the lower budget movie area.
Yeah.
You know, and it's rough.
I hope it comes to both, just because I think it's a good franchise. I think everyone should have a chance to play it.
Yeah, I agree with you. If it does come to both, I think it'll be better for Konami, and I think it'll be good for the 360 only owners that can't afford to get a PS3 or, you know, whatever their reason for not getting a PS3. It's one of those games that people should experience.
Exactly.
You know, kind of like BioShock. You know, if you don't have a 360, you can't experience BioShock, and it kind of sucks for PS3 only owners that they can't experience that game.
Yeah, exactly. But it's good that Sony needs to do whatever they can just to keep it exclusive, just to make sure, because that is like their big game, really.
Yeah, it is. Until Final Fantasy 13, that's what needs to keep them going. All right. Well, Nyko brought out a guitar that works for both Guitar Hero 3 and Rock Band for PS3.
Yay!
I'm not exactly sure how interested I am in that, though. I'm not a big fan of Nyko's stuff.
Well, I mean, it's an option, at least. Way more
this
than
is true.
We had a week ago.
This is true. It doesn't have the smaller fret buttons at the bottom, though.
Ooh, fuck then. For real.
Do you guys use them?
Won't buy it. Yeah, I do. A lot.
Do you really?
I don't play guitar a lot, but no. When I'm sitting down, especially, it's a lot easier then.
Yeah. But I just happen whenever it's my turn to use a guitar or something, or someone kicks me off drums, and most of the time I just happen to get the Guitar Hero 3 controller, so I haven't really used them too much, because I barely ever use the Rock Band guitar. Not because I don't like it or anything, just because it just happens to be that way. Someone's like, hey, you want to play guitar this one? I just happen to grab that one.
Yeah, I use the only time I've ever used the fret buttons on the bottom are at the end where you do the jam. Mm-hmm. Of some songs to get the bonus points, and at that point I kind of just, you know, I put my normal strum hand, I'm just like running it across all five buttons like crazy, because you don't have to strum on it.
No.
So
that works.
Let's see, what else did CES bring us? Sony announced Cross Media Bar coming this year, in-game Cross Media Bar.
Yay!
I'm so happy that they're talking about bringing a feature that should have been
there day one.
That's right.
Should have been there on PS2. It was there for Xbox.
Yeah, I didn't get tingly during that announcement.
I didn't just because they didn't give a date.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's kind of like, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, we know people want it, whatever, let's just say, mention it to make people happy, then they'll forget about it in a couple months, and then we'll mention it again, and then we'll put it off again, and then when Home comes out, it might be there.
Well, I hope they get it out soon, because
there's my negativity for the day.
Yeah, I'm just sick of not being able to message people back and forth. You know, it's like, you see one of your buddies come online, it's like, oh, I should, you know, tell him I want to play. Oh, wait, I can't without leaving the fucking game first. So.
Well, we've been over that a million times. Hopefully it's true. Have. Hopefully he gets here sooner than later.
That would be good. And this has got to be probably the stupidest thing that I've seen at CES so far. The Guitar Hero Air Guitar Rocker. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah, I saw it briefly.
Yeah.
This is a belt that you put on, and there's a sensor in the belt buckle. And there's a little amplifier on the side of it. And as you pretend to play guitar, play an air guitar, if you move your hand across the belt buckle, it actually plays a chord off of a pre-recorded song. And it's just...
it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, air guitar is air guitar. The point is, you're rocking out
to make your own
song.
Sounds.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're like... I think they said it was going to be like $30. And then they're going to sell like little upgrade cartridges for it that have, you know, X number of songs on it. And I don't know. I mean,
this is like
just...
the toothbrush that plays music in your head all over again. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah, for real. Buy a toothbrush and it's got like, you know, Britney Spears and stuff. And, you know, you're brushing your teeth and you can hear music in your head. I don't know what the hell it does. Some magic, crazy fairy shit, but...
Weird. You can buy, I see some people like buying that as like a gag gift or something like that, you know?
That's what this would be.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine buying this for any other reason.
No.
Except to see someone put this crazy-ass, big, huge belt buckle on and then laugh in their face.
Yeah. Oh,
and they said
for jokes.
And then they said that the little cartridges that they were going to have separate would come with their own themed belt buckle.
Oh, God.
I'm like, wow, this is horrible. So they actually have a video. They have a video of a guy demonstrating it. I'll have to put that on the site because it'd be funny for... I'd love to hear listeners' comments on this retarded video. That's most of the gaming news we got for CES. They previewed a few games. The only one that I really, really want to talk about that I found interesting, and I know you guys mentioned a bit that you thought it was interesting, is The Agency.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What do you think?
I watched a little bit
of the video. Oof. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm talking over you. Go for it.
No, go ahead. Go for it, man. I was just going to say.
All right, going for it. Damn it.
Now you can go.
Stop. Talking.
Stopping.
Hey. Up. I didn't.
Right. I think you guys need to settle your differences and send each other chocolate me's.
Chocolate me.
Yeah, I was going to send. Shh, Chris. It was a secret.
From your secret admirer. Because I don't know many Canadians.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, no, I had not seen much of the game prior to the show tonight, but on the break I watched a video for it, and I'm pretty excited. I mentioned to these guys that I can fully appreciate a game that does not take itself too seriously, and they're completely like over the top action. Like one of the characters' names is James Pwned, I think. Like
James Pwned.
Yeah,
I didn't
but
know
it's
that.
It's an MMO in the traditional sense, but it's more action-oriented than anything. Mm-hmm. And you just walk around town and blow shit up. I dig that. I'm sure it's deeper than that, but that's all that I really care about.
Well, Jeff, would you like to comment?
I sure would, Jay.
All right.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's. I'm not into MMOs at all, and this actually caught my eye. I like the art style of it, for one. I thought it's pretty cool. It's kind of simple, but kind of sleek-looking. And I don't know. From what I've read and seen, there's two factions, right? You can be like basically this one. I can't remember the names of them, but one of them is more the James Bondish kind of stealthy, whatever kind of agents. The other agency is basically the demolition mercenary, like big guns and crazy weapons. And I'm getting this from it. You're kind of rivals, I guess, kind of. You kind of have to do certain missions or something like that, or they can help you out. And it's really co-op based too, right? I'm sure you can have like walk around like partners and stuff like that and do like co-op.
I would think so.
No party system allowed in the MMO.
No. not on PSN.
No.
Not gonna happen. I'm just kidding. Yeah, looks cool. If it's done right, and if it comes out. I mean, games like this are very ambitious, so, yeah, keep an eye on it.
One of the things that I thought was that made me the happiest about this game is the fact that it has first-person and third-person perspectives.
Yeah.
And that is... I wish more shooters would do this, because it is... I mean, it really is important, because there's a lot of people out there that think like me that just don't want to be in the first-person perspective, because it just doesn't work. For me, it doesn't work. I would much rather be in a third-person perspective where you get a wider view of what's going on. And, you know, it just makes it easier to play the game for me.
Especially in, like, an MMO environment where there's constantly stuff going on around you. You know,
definitely.
You need a bigger vision. It'd be tough to do an FPS in an MMO setting. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's been done. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, Oblivion's kind of the closest thing, I guess. That's not MMO-based at all, but, I mean, it's a huge, huge world.
Yeah.
But that kind of worries me, though, because is it... Primarily, are they trying to promote it as primarily a first person or third person or both? Because
I think they're just saying shooter.
Just saying shooter, because it worries me in one or two ways. One, if they designed it to be a first person shooter, when you're playing in third person, sometimes animation can be lacking, or the amount of animation. Like if you're climbing up a ladder, climbing up a wall, or jumping, when you're in first person, you're not going to see those animations. So they just kind of like basically see what you'd see through the person's eyes. And vice versa, there could be something kind of lost there. Because imagine playing like a Tomb Raider game first person. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it kind of makes it weird. Like in Metal Gear Solid 4, apparently you can play first person through any of it. That's kind of weird. You know what I mean? And you guys feel like, I can't really put it into words exactly, but...
Most of the shots that I've seen have been in the third person's perspective.
Yeah, same here.
And most of the videos I've seen.
That's all we got to say about that. moving along.
Did you guys see anything else about the from CS that you wanted to talk about?
There's that old.
Oh God! Oh man! okay. Ooh.
Well, there was that whole Soul Calibur stuff that we kind of talked about before. What else was on that list, Chris, that you were talking about? I didn't see anything else that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, CES was mostly disappointing this time around. I mean, the biggest stuff was for the PSP. I mean, there was a lot of cool news for the PSP. Other than that, it was just kind of like, stuff we already knew was going to happen.
Yeah. There's not too much gaming stuff in CES anyway.
Well, sometimes, once in a while, you get a good amount, but this time around, we just didn't.
What's the next big conference? Would it be GDC?
Yeah, GDC is the next big one, and that's next month. I think it's next month. There are a couple rumors going around that I wanted to touch on and see what you guys thought about. With all the crap about Warner leaving HD DVD. They're saying that Paramount actually worked in an out clause that if Warner ditched, then they have a reason to leave as well.
Good for them, I guess.
Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
I don't think has it been officially confirmed that they're
doing. I think it has been officially confirmed that the clause is there.
Okay.
Now whether or not they use it is their prerogative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the factors that actually pertain to it, too. Because I've heard a couple stories, like the one if Warner defects and goes to Blu-ray, and then I heard another one if, depending on sales or comparative sales or something like that, if Blu-ray sells a certain amount compared to the HD or something like that, they're allowed out or something along those lines. Did you guys read that or no?
I didn't read that one, no.
No. So it was on the GLF. Someone posted on GLF or something like that, depending on... I remember being something sales-related. I didn't read too much into it, but... It was smart of them to do that if it's true, mm-hmm. and they should use it. I mean,
yeah, I think this is about it's about time that they do. You know, it's getting close now.
It's over
because HBO now. Well, HBO is owned by Time Warner, I believe, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, they've now announced that all their stuff, anything that they release, is going to be put on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
And now I'm hearing that I read an article that Universal's contract with HD DVD is actually up, and it hasn't been renewed. So it's possible that we could hear about the end of HD DVD by the end of this month.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, it is very possible that that could happen.
Yeah.
And you know, I know we talked about it last week, but kind of makes me feel sorry for some of those people that just got an HD DVD player for Christmas. You know, it's like, great. That's so what do I do with this now? You know,
whatever happened to like the multi-format players? Like,
they're still there. Sure, they're
that was a big buzz. You know, where you could play both formats, but
they still have them. They're just so expensive.
Yeah,
I saw one at Best Buy the other day. I think it was like $800, and I was just man,
good God.
One thing's for sure: if this gets out and say Paramount does go to, or Paramount goes to Blu-ray, then I can see PS3 sales going way up.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. If HD DVD dies, then PS3 sales will increase. I have no doubt in that.
Oh yeah. Like, I don't think we'll see a relative sales of software at all go up or anything like that. But I think just people going to the store being like, "Hey, I decided Blu-ray it is. What's your Blu-ray player? PS3. I'll take it."
No. Well, don't they have a $300 player now?
Do they?
I thought they did.
Yeah, they do.
But then fuck it. Their sales won't go up.
All it is a player. You know, you can get a 40 gig for what, 400 now? Is that right?
Yeah, it's 400 for the 40 gig.
Fuck it. $100.
Yeah.
That's an awesome game system.
No kidding.
Exactly.
Well, I guess we'll see how that pans out in the future. Definitely was a short form. Well, it wasn't too short. It wasn't short enough. Let's put it that way.
This went on forever. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, did it go on longer than VHS Betamax?
I would say yes, actually. I'd have to look that up, though, but it seems to me like it definitely did. I just never saw Betamax really widespread. I can only think of one rental store back in the day that was exclusively Beta. They didn't last long.
You think?
I remember my grandma had a player, and the only movie she had was Return to Snowy River. And there's only so many times that I can agree to watch that and then leave halfway through.
It's great for Blu-ray if it does actually come down to it, but really it comes down to when people are ready to adopt, right? So, because I know a couple of friends who don't care at all right now for upgrading.
I think there's going to be a large number of consumers that never upgrade.
Oh, that's for sure.
I mean, DVD is not going anywhere. There's no reason, you know. The Blu-ray disc is going to be an option for people that have HDTVs and don't mind spending the extra $5-$10 to buy the disc in HD.
Yeah, we're still seeing less than 10% adoption rates. I think, you know, people that have opted for
way less
HD. Yeah,
yeah. And you know, I mean, they're talking about, you know, Blu-ray sales hitting 100,000 when, you know, DVD sales are hitting millions.
Yeah.
You know, it just shows, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, DVD's not going anywhere. You know, DVD's going to be around for a while, and it's not going to be, I mean, even when, I mean, everyone's talking about digital distribution, even when that hits, you know, the disc format is not, I don't think it's going to go away.
No.
I mean, look at CDs and music. You know, MP3s are huge, and there's digital distribution everywhere, and people still go to the store and buy CDs.
Well, I don't know if it's true, but I'm not sure this is happening down there as much as it is here, but a lot of our music stores, a couple of them have actually closed down, gone out of business, like some of the big chains, and a lot of them now are carrying video games and things along those lines to kind of make up the revenue.
Yeah, their income.
So there is a noticeable difference that they are definitely not making it close to as much money as they did, say, 3-4 years ago.
True. I won't deny that.
But then again, that still was a long... Like, I mean, how long have we been downloading music for like, ever? And so it's taken a long while to show an actual decline.
True.
So who knows if it'll translate to TVs or to movies.
We'll see. Anything else about CES?
I missed the booth, babes.
It was slow.
Yeah.
And not much about gaming. But and we covered some cool stuff.
That's fine. It's a tech trade show, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, and
it's not a spectacle.
What there was a lot of is, I mean, they announced a lot of new players, a lot of new Blu-ray players from different manufacturers, and, you know, we're not going to go into that, but I did read that on, like, Blu-ray.com.
So, I heard there's finally going to be porn on Blu-ray. Hey.
Yes. Yeah, there was one particular porn company that has already actually released something, and then they turned around and said that they were going to go Blu-ray exclusive. I don't remember who it was.
I'm guessing it was Vivid. It was probably Pirates, the movie Pirates.
Pirates is the one that already came out, I think.
Oh, it already came out?
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure. And then they have more lined up now, and they said that they were going to be Blu-ray exclusive.
Cool.
Interesting. So there you go. All the people that said that Blu-ray would die because it wasn't allowed to have porn.
Yeah, so much for that.
I was one of those people. I remember being very adamant in that because HD DVD was you know, backing the porn industry, and Sony was not. That I thought that they'd come out on top. Because you wouldn't think it, but seriously, the porn DVDs sell a shit ton.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It definitely broke the whole beta VHS war.
But see, but wasn't
get all that on the internet though?
Yeah, that too. But wasn't beta Sony?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I think they kind of learned from that mistake.
Hey, so Sony might finally win a format war.
How about that?
Good for them.
All right.
Too many discs.
UMD.
No, I don't. You sucked.
UMD was just badly marketed. And
yeah,
badly
we won't go down that road again.
Oh, we are babbling.
I know.
Yes, we are.
All right, so let's move on to new releases.
All right.
Very little.
All right.
CSI Hard... Oh, for the Wii. I'm sorry. I'm starting with the Wii, like I do every week. CSI Hard Evidence. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Get it hard. Wii.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Furu Pack.
What the hell
Park.
Is that?
Sorry. Furu Park. I have no idea what this is. And I saw the name and I was like, you know, I don't even want to know. So I didn't bother. Wow. Nitro Bike.
Not to be confused with Excitebike.
Excitebike. All these quality titles coming out for the Wii. How do they get so much third-party support that's such high quality? Samurai Warriors Katana. Meh. Yeah. Nothing for PS3, nothing for 360 this week. DS is getting Miami Nights Singles in the City. I know Jeff's going to run out and get that.
I'm all over that.
Oh, I thought they said Miami Vice. I'm like, they made another one?
No.
Okay, good.
And then for PSP, Flat Out Head On.
Okay.
And that's it. So very slow on new releases this week. Not very much that's interesting.
Sure. Sorry. But I don't mind the downtime.
I bet we have other stuff in our mailbox is interesting.
Yeah. Got quite a few this week, actually. I'm proud of you guys. Way to go. We're going to start off with Ricky Duty, my buddy. Okay, Chris, I am so pissed at you. I can't believe that you didn't mention the new Star Wars game coming for consoles this year. It's coming out in March. I even posted some new tech that they're going to be using for the game last week. I mean, what the fuck?
We did.
It was very brief. Yeah. We did say Force. Okay. Anyway, I'm over it, and so is Ricky. So you guys forgot to mention Star Wars The Force Unleashed, which promises to be one of the best Star Wars experiences since Jedi Academy. You know, I love your podcast. I always pester Chris on Mondays asking when the podcast is going to be released. Give me something to listen to and laugh at. And gives me something to write about on the emails for the next show, and I enjoy it.
Awesome.
So yeah, I beat Uncharted. It was shorter than I expected. I did have trouble with the fights, way, way too many, but as the closer to the end, the better they got, for me at least. Especially when you start finding the sniper rifle and the guys with the laser sights. That was very satisfying.
Let's see. I agree.
And of course, I did enjoy the little twist at the end. I also watched the bonus videos, which are very interesting. They also say that Uncharted is their new franchise, so I put my money on Uncharted 2 pretty soon.
Yay!
Call Ricky. Oh, I got a funny story about that. Anyway, also Resident Evil 5 to be announced 2009, just so you know. So no Resident Evil until 2009. Though a game that apparently has been underrated has been the Umbrella... I'm sorry.
Umbrella Chronicles.
Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii. Apparently it's a really good game, and it uses the Wii Zapper thing. So it might be a good pickup.
The $19 piece of plastic.
Yes.
Actually, I should say the $19 game that comes with a piece of plastic.
Exactly. talking about shooters, I've been debating grabbing Jericho for the PS3. I heard it was very good.
Really?
I enjoyed the demo, and the story seems very interesting. Written by Clive Barker. So I might grab that sometime soon. I may not. All depends on how much time I can take away from Rock Band. Keep up the good work. I'll hear you next week, and I'll try not to be too lazy and send you an audio. Oh, and Jason, it's Dute. It's French. Oh, and Dute. Ricky, I know.
Ricky, if you get Jericho, let us know what you think, because I personally expect
very linear, and it's very claustrophobic.
Weren't they giving that one away for free on GameTap?
Really?
Yes, I think so.
I think it was that title.
Might have been. It's not bad. I played a little bit of it. It's just very claustrophobic and very linear. And your squad mates AI really sucks balls.
I like Clive Barker and all, but yeah. I don't know if his stuff translates to video games very well. Anyway. From Jeff Bosley. Hey, guys. I have a pretty big dilemma. I love Lair, and I hate Uncharted. It goes against everything
what
that every single...
What the fuck? Sorry. Go ahead.
It goes against everything that every single review of these games has said, but I can find a lot more faults in Uncharted than I can in Lair.
What the fuck?
Has there ever been some pretty huge titles that you purchased expecting to enjoy that ended up being a pile of crap?
Lair?
I knew that was coming. And have there been any games that you picked up expecting to be a pile of cow dung that ended up being a gem of a game?
Heavenly Sword.
Heavenly Sword. Yeah.
Yeah, I expected that to be crap only because of who it was coming from. It looked cool to me, but my expectations were so, so low. And then when I played, I was like, this is actually a really good game.
Mine was the reverse, actually. It's still Heavenly Sword. I was thoroughly disappointed by it, though. It was just all glamour and just no combat.
Yeah.
Fun.
Really?
I don't know. It was repetitive.
It was like a popcorn video game for me.
Yeah, it was a button masher to me, and I can't always get into those. I don't know.
I loved it.
But on the flip side, I'm kind of, being a hypocrite here. Earth Defense Force, I thought was just going to be shit, but I had so much fun.
Yeah, I have
with
to
it.
Agree. And I absolutely love that game.
I do too.
The other another one that really surprised the hell out of me because it was one of those things that I went out and I bought it for $10. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I know this game is going to be crap, but it's $10, so what the hell? Because it's Bionicle Heroes.
Oh, God.
And the game is by no means good, but for some odd reason, I just had this strange fascination with playing it. It was like, I'm blowing shit up like crazy, and, Lego pieces are everywhere, and, it felt like Star Wars Legos, but more, I don't know.
Dark.
It was kind of more dark.
kind of more dark.
But yeah, ended up being a pile of crap. I don't call it a pile of crap, but I was disappointed in Lair.
Oh, I got a fucking game that probably a lot of people would agree with me, actually, that I expected to be totally, totally awesome. I think every Xbox owner did as well. Brute Force. That game sucked ass, and it was hyped up to, the 19th degree. It was just because it was, apparently, Halo-like controls, and it was basically the first really big game after Halo for Xbox, and I was so excited, and I think I brought it back the next day. This is a piece of shit.
Do you guys remember Blast Corps for the N64?
Yes.
Yeah. The game was horrible.
A good one on the Xbox that I thought was going to be crap, Armed and Dangerous.
Ah, that was awesome.
I didn't play that one.
A very fun game.
It's a good game.
Chris, you should get it. You would actually.
Armed and Dangerous?
Yeah, third person, kind of quirky shooter.
Yeah, crazy weapons and stuff.
Lots of British humor in it. I think it was a British company. Or New Zealand or something. I don't know. Some
you have a weapon that makes a shark come out of the ground.
Nice.
That's funny. All right, we're going to move on, though. Jeff Berger. I hope that's Berger.
John Berger.
Jean Berger. I don't know. I still have trouble once in a while being able to tell who is speaking. I do, too. You guys should use each other's names more often so the audience can be reminded who is talking. Maybe it's just me with a problem. I don't know. Also, it would be cool if you guys had a hidden treasure suggestion each week, sort of how, Tommy Tallarico did on his G4 show. Judgment Day. This could range from classics to something new. For example, if you ask me right now for one game to recommend that gamers may have missed, I would say Chrono Trigger. Do you think anybody missed
I don't think anyone missed
Maybe because they were too young.
Read on. That's what he says.
Okay. It's not really hidden treasure, but a lot of younger gamers may have missed out on that game. It would be interesting to hear some suggestions from you guys on some past or present titles that you believe gamers should check out. Anyways, keep up the good work. John, Evil Pirate John.
I can give you
one. Oh, Evil Pirate John.
Is he from GLF?
Yes, he is. What's up? Cool. He is definitely from there. Yeah, I like that idea, actually. That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Once in a while.
And I have one right now.
I could name off a million, but then we're just taking away ideas for future shows.
That's true. That would be a weird show, though. Let's just name off games that people should try.
No. Just like I think you should get like, just we'll have like one, say like we'll throw Knights out there and be like, you know what? Like Knights is a game that everyone missed out on. Let's talk about Knights for a while and explain why people should play this game. And you know, it's kind of like a quick 10-minute thing. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I think we should take into consideration that people still kind of have access to. Like, I don't think a lot of people could still get a hold of a Saturn. But
yeah, it's true.
You know, they might have their Xbox, so maybe keep it, you know, just like last generation.
Yeah,
maybe possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep it.
Armed and Dangerous. Go pick that one up.
Yeah, there's one right there.
I read his email before we started the show, and I was trying to say your names a little bit more often, just because of what. I don't know if I did, if I was successful in that or not, but.
Thank you. We really appreciate that, Chris. Jeff, do you agree as well?
To do the which part?
Just fucking say yes.
Oh, fuck. Yes, Jason.
Yes. See? There we go.
I think that is a great
You're
idea.
You're welcome, John.
Chris.
All right, question of the week.
Hey, Chris, what's our question of the week? It's all fucking speaking accents now.
All right, question of the week. What was it? Game of the year. Listener game of the year. From Rickey Dute. And speaking of Rock Band, that is my game of the year. Hands down, no contest. When I first started playing, I thought it was going to be like Guitar Hero, that I would go all the way through and beat it and just play it every now and again. But as songs came out for download, I would play it more. Then I started having a Rock Band night with a couple of friends. And that became into a Rock Band a couple of days a week. Then we got really involved with the Rock Band World Tour, and we play it religiously every week, at least twice. And, a small spoiler, there's a marathon set that you play 58 motherfucking songs in a row. I added the motherfucking songs, because I think that's spectacular.
Holy shit.
And last weekend I bought a microphone stand, and now that my drum set is broken and I'm waiting on my warranty replacement, I've been playing Rock Band Tour by myself, singing and playing guitar/bass at the same time. Let me tell you, it's fun as hell. But it is hard to do.
I believe it.
Thoughts? So, Jeff?
Jeff, myself. I was going to say Rock Band's probably might get my game of the year. I might have to switch it up. I was going to give it a couple weeks and decide. But
I know it's the game that I've played the most, I think, in the past year. Like actual 365 days.
Yeah, I've just never played a game that gets so many people together and everyone's so into it, even just watching and stuff. It's just so fun.
It is.
I want to play now.
All right, Chris, I don't care what you think. I'm moving on. Jeff Posley. This question is quite difficult for me. I had many titles that I played recently and I loved the experience, while others that I was supposed to enjoy, I wanted to throw the controller and shatter the disc. The way I like to do so is pick from games I have played. Here goes. Number 3, Eye of Judgment. Simply put, this game was something that once seen, everyone drooled, and it was one of the PS3 games to have actually played well. I had to fix that up a little bit. Number 2, Super Stardust HD. The game is an instant hit, a nice remake that everyone can appreciate because it basically blends Asteroids with a very nice shine to it. Motorstorm, that's his number 1. To make a long story short, I bought a PS3 just for this game. Played it for 3 months straight. My PS3 was thrown by an angry German mother. And after two RMAs, I played it for 4 months straight until I beat it. No game has revitalized a genre and a gaming platform like Motorstorm has for me. Unlike many will believe, Motorstorm is a system seller.
I want to know more about this German Motorstorm PS3.
You know, I don't own Motorstorm, but I really really want to try it.
Actually, I could have used that game for one of the last letter. Wasn't by Jeff as well? Posley, who asked the disappointing games and the hyped up for a game, it sucked. Thought a game sucked, it was good. Was that Rookie Duty?
Yes.
No, that was him.
Because I was going to say MotorStorm. I don't know if you guys remember. Well, Jason, you wouldn't because you weren't on GLF at the time. But I remember just kind of ripping apart MotorStorm after I played the demo, and I thought it was going to blow ass, and then I ended up buying it for PS3, and I love it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really good game. It's not very deep because there's not many modes, but the game itself is solid, and the gameplay is good.
I like the bikes.
Yeah.
That's how you usually pick.
All right. John Berger. Evil Pirate John. His game of the year is
God of War 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more of the same carried over from the first game, but it was improved upon in a bigger and better way. From the graphics, the gameplay, boss battles, to the story, there is absolutely nothing that this game did wrong. Mm-hmm. I had to think hard about my 2007 game of the year because there were a lot of great titles. It eventually came down to the fact that I had more fun with God of War 2 than any other game in 07.
And that's what it's all about.
I applaud him for that. That's cool.
John, you have good taste.
Yeah.
Very good taste.
I agree.
Jeff's kind of a fanboy for the...
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. That's okay. We still like him.
I have a shrine dedicated to him in my room.
He's got a man crush on Kratos.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got for emails.
Do you guys want to just reiterate ours? Game of the year? Yeah. Go for it. Jeff, what was your game of the year?
It was Mass Effect. Very, very, very close behind it. Rock Band. And then God of War 2.
Cool. Mine was Portal. I don't want to say it was too close to second, but... Yeah, my second place was Bioshock.
And first mine was Uncharted, and my second place was Super Mario Galaxy.
Cool.
Nice.
I'll get that call around.
Is that it for the emails?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. So next week's question of the week, we kind of did this backwards because of the fact that the Game of the Year episode, we took too long and we didn't do emails. So we're a week behind on the whole question of the week thing.
We're playing catch up. Yeah,
we're playing catch up. So hopefully next week we'll be catched up. But this week... what games are you most looking forward to in 2008, and why? So send in your emails to email@interactivedistractions.com, or send us an audio. We still haven't gotten any audios.
Slackers.
It's very disappointing, because we like audios. We like to hear the people's voices. It's fun.
Yes, but guys, write in, do whatever you can. And I know we mentioned this kind of the beginning segment, but Clown out there, if you're listening... You know, all the GLF stuff, that's all. It's all in good fun, man. You know, we just like to argue with each other. We understand. We're both stubborn as hell, and, you know, it makes day go by. But, hey, you know what? If you're listening, write us something, send us an audio, and, hey, maybe one day, if we're crazy enough, you can come on the show and then have both of us on the show at the same time. That'd be
Shit. I'll tell you what. You and Clout can do that show by yourselves, and Jason will take that day off.
Well, other GLFers listening, you guys see if you want that to happen, because that could be either a disaster waiting to happen, or it might be really entertaining.
I'll tell you what, we'll do you and Clown, and we'll do Rune, too. How about that?
Oh, God, you can't... No, they'll double team my ass. I need someone else in there with me.
Oh, I don't want to be a part of that show. Anyway.
But seriously, guys, write in if you guys got anyone out there, just anything, just shoot the shit, whatever, question, no question.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. We like emails.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, if you're still listening, we appreciate you suffering through our CES segment, and hope you tune in next week. And this is Chris, and for Jason and Jeff, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Check you later.
See ya.
Later.